Hello and welcome to the AIOps Podcast. Here we evangelize how AIOps platforms can transform your IT ecosystem. To experience the power of AI-led automation, visit our website at www.ziff.ai. Thanks for tuning in. We hope this episode adds value to you.
Everyone, and welcome to the seventh episode of the AIOps podcast. I'm your new host, Krati Gupta, and we are here to discover how we can harness the transformative power of the latest evolution of the tech world, artificial intelligence. In today's episode, we discuss how can healthcare organizations rethink their AI investments in today's post-pandemic era. Our guest for today is a very important member of GAPS Technologies, Srini Mahalingam, Vice President Customer Success. So I'm excited to learn about your perspectives on how AI technology is evolving in the healthcare sector and how healthcare organizations can plan their investments around it. So before we begin, would you please give us a small introduction about yourself?
Sure, Krati. First of all, thanks for this opportunity. I'm very honored to speak to a very larger audience about this interesting topic in the current world. So my name is Srini Mahalingam, and I am part of the healthcare practice at GAPS Technologies, taking care of executing all the projects within the healthcare practice for all our customers, both in the US and in India. And prior to joining GAPS, I was with Cognizant for 19 good years, and all within their healthcare practice. They're again working with many of the healthcare payer customers in US. So my experience with healthcare for almost two decades, I've seen a lot of evolution that happened. And very interestingly, in the last 2 to 3 years, it's been tremendously adapting to all the newer technologies, especially the AI. So very happy again to be part of this discussion today.
Thank you so much for joining us on this podcast today, Srini. So jumping right into it, in a world where AI is swiftly transforming every aspect of businesses, the healthcare industry is also not immune to the need of rethinking investments in these sphere. The pandemic tested this industry's capacity to the limit, and the post-pandemic era heralds for a need for AI adoption at a revolutionary scale. So for my first question, I'd like to start from the root cause. What are the problems that the healthcare industry today is trying to tackle with the AI technology, given the context of a post-pandemic era?
Sure. Healthcare industry as such, when we put together, we broadly consider the providers, which includes the hospitals, clinics, and other facilities, where we get the services. Second one is the payers, the health insurance entities. And then the third one is the pharma one, right? Broadly under these three. And then with all these three entities, the central hub is actually the patients, the consumers, the members, right? With this, there are several challenges, but I would probably narrow down to a very few, right? Number one is the medical data of the patients itself, right? Currently, there is a huge amount of challenge in maintaining that and then digitalizing this data. Second, on the operational issues that all these entities that they are facing today to run their business and serving the patients. Third is the supply chain management and the revenue cycle management area. Fourth is on the disease management. And the last one I would say is on some specific set of scenarios that we are facing in the industry. One such example is the hospital acquired infections, right, which leads to an unexpected increase in patients not getting the right care, and also resulting in some increased cost for these entities.
So looking at the metrics part of it, according to WHO, patient length of stay in hospitals is an important performance measurement and monitoring indicator. So what do you think, how can AI help the industry with this crucial metric?
Yeah. So currently, hospital administration, right, they have a huge setback where they are not able to plan the future infrastructure needs, especially, you know, based on the seasonal and pandemic situations, as mostly they produce estimates more on their gut feeling, right, and the past experience. But with data science making a huge progress, we have solution, we have algorithms in place that can read enormous amount of historical data and come up with a closer to the actual number of the infrastructure needs per hospital, right? And this will help the hospital to plan well ahead of time on the needs rather than taking a hit on the revenue or even refusing a patient care due to a lack of a facility, right? That's why metrics on the length of stay per department will help each of the facility plan better on their revenue model, and they'll be able to give a better care, you know, to the patients, right? And this is a time series problem, as we have the seasonal environmental changes that also has to be taken into account. And also on the other aspects of what kind of disease the patients are coming to consult a doctor within a hospital, etc. But then this length of stay really helps as an important key factor into this AI solution for the hospitals to plan better for the inpatient administration.
And apart from that, as per the research and everything, patient risk profiling is another critical area where AI ML can have transformative impacts. So Srini, how can the industry effectively utilize AI ML techniques to create like a win-win situation where both patient safety and operational efficiency can be improved?
Yeah, absolutely, right? So given that, you know, we as in the healthcare industry is shifting its focus on wellness rather than treating the patients post the issues has occurred, this is very, very key aspect. So patient risk profiling is actually is an arrived or a calculated score or information that AI ML solution can help determine based on the EMR or the EHR data that reside within a hospital, you know, or within any payer provider landscape. And it can create an outreach program to make every individual aware if they really have a higher risk score particular to any, you know, critical illness or a disease, right? And also patients with a healthy lifestyle can also be determined, and they can be incentivized for keeping, you know, such goals and not impacting the industry by falling into the illness, even though that could have been, you know, done with a preventive measures, right? So this will help generally all the entities that I mentioned, the patient as a individual, the hospitals and the health insurance, together by having this risk scoring mechanism calculated well ahead of time, avoiding all the reactive issues that we are facing today.
I think that was a very interesting take on the patient healthcare, where we actually incentivize a patient for maintaining a good health. So, right. So right now we are seeing a trend in the healthcare industry where revenue models are shifting from transactional framework to a framework based on value-based care. For this, standardized clinical notes and documentations are of utmost importance in order to ensure that the patients receive optimal care, and also healthcare organizations are not compromising on revenue streams. So what do you think, how can AI fast track clinical note standardization so that they can ensure accurate and result-driven documentation of patient needs?
Yeah. So to do all this outcome of achieving there is an analytics that is needed. And for the analytics to be very efficient, the source data needs to be very structured. So today, the scenario is that all the prescription data or the diagnosis of each patient data is in a very, very unstructured format in the EMR system, right? And although this data is available in abundance and turn out to be a rich source for the analytics, it's not ready in a usable format. I mean, that is the sad state. We have data, but still it cannot be used, right? So it's become very, very important to convert the notes into a standard coding format. For example, the ICD-10 codes, or it could be a SNOMED CT code, anything of that sort that any hospital where they are planning to adopt. And thereby, it can be used for the any analytical usage, you know, downstream, right? Actually, we at GAFS have a solution. We are trying to solve this problem through an unsupervised learning model, as typically from any hospital standpoint, you know, getting labeled data is a huge challenge. So to train this model, so we don't need any manual intervention here to train this model. Through the unsupervised model, it will be able to train this and efficiently convert this unstructured data into a structured code, whatever that I mentioned. It's going to be very, very useful end-to-end for many departments within a hospital or for the payer entities as well.
Okay. So talking about data structuring, right now, the devastating paralysis of the healthcare system across the world was no secret during this COVID-19 pandemic. So a lot of academic interest was generated around how AI/ML could have prevented these systems from getting overloaded at the peak of the pandemic. One such area was infection prediction models. Which factors do you think that healthcare organizations should look at while determining their investment strategy to build effective infection prediction models using AI/ML?
Great. That's a great question. Yeah, not just the pandemic situation, right? Where we have seen is that there is an unexpected infections that patients get acquire through the hospitals, right? And that's very unfortunate, right? Somebody is getting admitted in hospital for some illness, and because of the prolonged stay in the hospital, they get this infection acquired from the hospital, and that's devastating. That, you know, that even sometimes results in the, you know, death of many patients, right? And from a statistics, U.S. Center of Disease Control and Prevention, it identifies that nearly 1.7 million hospitalized patients annually they acquire this infections from the hospital, right? And in fact, there are about 99,000 people die every year because of these infections, right? And that's a huge devastating statistics, right? Mm-hmm. So currently, we have a solution here. So we have a solution where that will work with the clinical assistant products within any hospitals. And then in the first phase, we are trying to get the predictive model, and that's using some random forecast or the decision tree, and eventually make it into a prescriptive active learning AI solution, right? And then there will be continuous inputs from the clinicians based on how they are seeing the pattern of infections that happen that can help this model learn and then get into a very robust prescriptive mode thing, right? And thereby, we'll be able to really predict all these infections, try to avoid all the parameters, and save thousands and thousands of lives because of this solution.
That was greatly insightful, Trini. Thanks a lot. So with this, now we come to the end of the 7th episode of the podcast. Thank you, everyone who listened to this episode. I hope you all found some great insights and actual information on how AI-led automation can benefit the health tech sector. Do check out our website, www.zip.ai, for some actual use cases and case studies. Do subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss out on our future episodes. This is Krati Gupta.
And this is Srini Mahalingam. Thank you.
See you and take care. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the AIOps podcast. Schedule a free demo today to experience the power of AI-led automation that can transform your IT ecosystem into a zero-incident enterprise. After all, zero is the new normal. Let us make this a reality for you.